You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
We're back with Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast, and hello there, friends. My name is Kim Spence, and Elizabeth Inman and I are your hosts today. Elizabeth is the president and founder of Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, and she would love to hear from you. If you would like to email Elizabeth, you can do so at elizabeth@febcnow.com. And as we go through today's podcast, we are wrapping up a series that we've done on an ebook that is available to you when you go on the website to request it. And the book is called Six Keys to Understanding the TSP Mutual Funds. Wow, has there been some major change happening in TSP, Elizabeth? You and I, of course, never dreamed that we'd be talking so much about TSP, but here we are.
You know, I spent the first part of this second career, more than half of my second career as a federal employee benefit coordinator, talking very little about the TSP. I mean, I'm a federal employee benefit coordinator. My team is trained on federal employee benefits, putting together your strong strategic federal retirement plan. A portion of that is TSP. Never did I think, Kim, I would ever do a podcast that was centered around TSP. But never did I ever believe they would ever give us mutual funds we could invest in inside of our TSP either. I am so excited about the opportunities. Here we are in the year 2022. It's been the worst financial market in over a decade. We went through the worst TSP transition time. I just this past week talked to people that still cannot access their TSP account. Wow. I have one lady in particular that even while we were together, she went online, attempted to create her new My Account inside of TSP and made the phone call to TSP to help me get my account set up, and they were not able to do it. This is months after the TSP transition. She has hundreds of thousands of dollars in her TSP that she can't even get in my account created. Wow. Now that's the exception, not the rule, but it's what makes me so excited that I truly have federal employee benefit coordinators set up, ready. We've even created a division called TSP Central because we want to get education, and education is power, out to the federal employees, postal employees, and the retirees. I mean, a large amount of the 6.25 million TSP participants that have money inside of that TSP account are retirees. This isn't just for employees. It's also for retirees. You owe it to yourself to get educated on what this transition did for us and how you can benefit from it. You know, understanding now what tactical asset allocation is so important. You know, it's an effective means that you can actually limit your portfolio during risk, but you can maximize your portfolio not just when the markets are doing well, but you can maximize your portfolio during calm markets.
Wow.
2022 is not a calm market period of time. It's anything but. You know, during time periods when the growth assets are overvalued, a tactical asset allocation strategy allows you to allocate your investments inside of the TSP mutual fund window to those asset classes that have done well during down markets. So you can actually continue to make money in a down market through this tactical asset methodology when you know how to invest in those asset classes that does well during down markets. I mean, wow. Where was this when I was working my federal career? I'm so excited to offer this education to people. You know, when designed properly and executed successfully, tactical asset allocation portfolios have two distinct advantages. The first one is they mitigate risks by going to risk-off mode during severe bear markets, when the markets are down. Number two, they can enhance returns by going to risk-on mode when those markets are realizing a higher than normal level of trending. What TSP participant doesn't want that?
Right, absolutely. Well, I love that you word the idea of what you're doing at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is putting together your strong strategic financial plan. I think that when you hear strong and strategic, how exciting to help people exactly what you're doing, putting together, and all of these resources that we're talking about are free to you. I mean, this podcast is free, the ebooks are free, and you do offer so many educational benefits through the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. That is what I love about the idea, is that you are really here to help. I mean, this is about really getting people to a place where they really can believe. We say that at the end usually of a podcast, but you know, you have dreams about your future. You have dreams about what you want to see happen. Not necessarily just that you're going to go to the beach and sit on the beach all day. You can if you want to when you retire, but maybe there's a plan for your family that you want to accomplish, or some big dream that you have. And if you have been stressed out about where your finances are leading you right now, and through the TSP and all of these changes and not understanding the mutual funds, that's why we bring this information to you, Elizabeth.
That's right. That's right. You know, Kim, I just recently had a whole new group of people contact me wanting our educational events brought to their area and into their employees. And I love what they said. They said, you know, we'd been given your name, your information, but we checked you out. We went to your website and we were blown away by the level of information that's available on your website. And we want you to come and bring the personal touch of and present this educational information to our employees here. You know, oh my goodness, talk about dreams come true. Because when I started this business, it was because I was frustrated. I had went through the retirement process myself after having been an EAS 26 myself. I mean, I was very blessed in my career with a wonderful job, wonderful benefits at a wonderful salary, only to sit down at my kitchen table with the paperwork and go, wow, I'm not ready for this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm checking the right box or not. So that is the business model is based on that experience. And when you call our Federal Employee Benefit Coordinator's office, you're going to talk to a trained team member mm-hmm. that understands federal benefits, that understands how to walk you through, you know, a little 15-minute benefit briefing to, mm-hmm. to make sure that you know what you need to know for that strong strategic financial plan to lead you into retirement. And it's going to be a pleasant experience. I myself, having retired, I draw a FERS pension mm-hmm. from the same place of the people we've made this information available to. I never wanted to be hounded by somebody's going to call my number 16 times. I did not want somebody trying to talk me into something mm-hmm. that I didn't understand. And you know, Kim, key number six is use a financial advisor to implement this plan. We're talking about the addition of the TSP mutual fund window to mm-hmm. our TSP accounts. And I personally now can look back on my career. I've been retired for several years. I look back to my career and I've asked myself why I did not have a financial advisor that was helping me through those years, especially considering the kind of money I was making mm-hmm. and the kind of decisions I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not easy to admit, but I look back, Kim, and I realize that I had a fear about a financial advisor. I didn't really understand what a financial advisor was. My own personal interactions with the financial advisors that had crossed my path was not good. Mm. It was a negative experience for me. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't understand what a good, solid financial planner who was a true fiduciary was, because of my lack of education about it, I had a fear that kept me away.
Wow.
And quite frankly, my whole retirement experience would have been totally different if I'd had the education available that's available to you now through Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that then. This is key number 6 in the ebook that is available to you when you request it online, the 6 keys to understanding the TSP mutual funds. So I think it is very appropriate for key number 6.
It is. Use a financial advisor to implement this plan. You know, if I've done my job properly, if the vision I had for this particular series of podcasts, the 6 keys to understanding the new TSP mutual fund window, by now we've gone through 5 of those keys. You see the tremendous value that's in front of you, mm-hmm. utilizing the TSP mutual fund window. And hopefully you're eager to start implementing some of the techniques we've talked about and create a better financial outcome for yourself in retirement. Getting ready for retirement early in your career, mid-career, late in your career, to put together a strong, stable, strategic financial plan for your retirement. So acting is certainly not an easy step, that's for sure. Taking that step. And you know what? The statistics that's available to me today shows me, Kim, that there isn't a level of understanding about the TSP mutual fund window, or out of the 6.25 million participants, more than 4,200 would already be taking advantage of this.
Wow.
Because the markets have been down. Mm-hmm. I mean, even a novice like me back in the day, I remember those quotes about buy low, sell high. Now, I didn't understand what those mean, mm-hmm. but now is the optimum opportunity for people. You know, having this TSP mutual fund window added during the year 2022. Acting is not an easy step, and it's going to come with many trials and tribulations, but the key to this success is to get started, to just do it, to start it. So implementing a plan for the TSP mutual fund is absolutely a crucial step, and it may be seeming really daunting to you right now, and it might make you a little bit nervous, but to make the right choices to get started with this 5,000 mutual funds that are available out there is an important step to make. And it's why it's so important to find a financial advisor that utilizes the TSP Risk Guard process for both the TSP core funds and the TSP mutual fund window. And so they both must be considered, you know, in order to have a well-rounded portfolio inside of your TSP account, you want to include those mutual fund windows. So give it a try. Give that TSP mutual fund window a try.
I love it. Well, this book, and that's why the book is available, it's for you to follow along. You know, you can even go back and listen to the podcast as you go through the keys while you're reading the book. I know for me, that's how it helps me to actually have the writing in front of me while I'm listening to something, because I get it through the ear gate, as they call it, and the eye gate. But really to get that information to sit inside of me and understand what you're talking about, Elizabeth, our federal employees and our postal employee friends that have been listening to this podcast for a while, I love that you say we should be very excited about where things are right now. I mean, that's instead of feeling like, oh, this is the worst time ever, there is hope.
Mm-hmm. There sure is. And you know, there's never been a better time to give it a try. You really don't have anything to lose by trying this process. You know, we've made it really easy for you to get started. There's an executive paper, or what we call a red paper, on file by going to our FEBCnow.com website that Kim has mentioned many times. Mm-hmm. We've got information that you can download and have in your hands available for you. And it's, we've made it just super easy for you to get started. You know, when you think about it, we're really acting as co-fiduciaries with you. For our part, you can count on us to deliver certain things. And those certain things are, how about a free 30-day trial?
Wow.
Free. In fact, you never get charged for the first month of service. You have 30 days to try the TSP Risk Guard process out if you want to. A complimentary analysis and risk number that you can keep, even if you don't use the service itself. You can have a complimentary analysis and your own risk number. And if you do use our service, we do it all for you. I mean, we're literally talking about doing it for you inside your TSP account. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you can stop it at any time. It's virtually instantly, with no questions asked, you can stop it. And you know, the cost is so minimal. It's just a minimal 1% per year, and you can pay that out in 12-month installments throughout the year. And it's based on the total value of your account. I'm so excited about those brand new employees first getting started with their TSP account because of that very reason. And you know, if you don't want to move your TSP account to an IRA or some other place, you know, we'll manage it right for you at the TSP for as long as you want to keep it there. You know, awesome. And if you got questions about that, just pick up the phone and give us a call. Our toll-free number is 833-693-3388. We've never made it as simple. And be sure and check out our website, because we'll be having monthly TSP virtual summits that you can participate in right on our website, that you can get all of the information, all of the education you need. And today's key number six, use a financial advisor to implement this plan, is one of the most valuable keys that I personally overlooked because of fear. And my fear was only based on not my limitations. It was based on the fact that I didn't understand what a fiduciary was. I didn't understand what a financial advisor could do to help me with my TSP. I thought every financial advisor out there was going to try to talk me out of my money, talk me into moving my money. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The risk guard that you're talking about, I mean, that's something that is trademarked through Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. That's not something that you're going to go to other fiduciaries and find.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. It is proprietary to Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, that's for sure. So we're looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah.
You can get a free complimentary 15-minute benefit briefing just by calling our office.
Well, and the team is ready. Right now, as you're listening to this podcast, this is the time to call. As we're winding this series down, winding the podcast down, now is the time. It's a toll-free number, 833-693-3388. Go online at www.febcnow.com. Request your free copy of the ebook, Six Keys to Understanding the TSP Mutual Fund Window. There's a lot going on in TSP, and this whole idea, as we always love to remind you, those retirement dreams that you have, they really can come true.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop, implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.